Known as Justice of the Peace, or Juju Priest, JP was a shoot-on-sight commander for a militant group called the Greenlanders. He says leaving the gang has given him a new chance at life.
That woman, you see there, she's a JP, you know. She's a good friend of mine. If I'm still a militant, she'll be afraid of me, you know.
But working for peace comes with its own risks. JP attends the memorial service for a close friend, militant-turned-peace worker Cassie Boate. Friends say Boate let his guard down too quickly, and a member of JP's old gang killed him in a retaliation shooting. JP and Boate are pictured here with Judith Asuni, director of Academic Associates Peace Works. They were part of an elite advisory group on militant activities.
But we trust when Cassie is from different places and from different places.
JP speaks at the funeral.
We have never been afraid of ourselves. We have been together in the time when we feel we cannot do it.
The advisory team is made up of peace workers and other former militants. Back in the office the next day, the team maps out a plan to discuss the region's unrest with newly elected government officials. JP says he cannot stop thinking about Boate, but knows his friend would want him to be here.
I feel regret sometimes because the people who choose to bring out peace are losing their lives.
JP is keeping a low profile, staying in a family member's home. He says his wife fears he could be next.
My wife is worried about me because she wants me to be alive all time for her and her babies. And I too, I will never like to leave this earth until the day God said, not by violence.
But the risks are not enough to keep JP off the streets, even if it means taking this path alone. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Port Harcourt in the Niger Delta.